Hi, I'm WBHM's managing editor, Andrew Yeager. 2022 was a fantastic year for the station. We found new ways to tell stories, reach new audiences, and serve our community. In a moment, I've got a little tale about a pickup truck, but I want to start with the foundation of WBHM, our commitment to public service journalism. 2022 began with the Alabama legislative session. We dove into some of the most fraught issues, including a ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth, and how the so-called Don't Say Gay law might affect classrooms.
Fields says she values student-led discussions in her classroom at Huntington Place Elementary in Northport.
I'm just trying to be a safe place for a kid who may not have a safe place because of 100 different circumstances.
She says that topics of gender or sexuality haven't come up in her class. But now if they do, she says it feels like her job is on the line.
Even though it hasn't come up, like I would almost feel muzzled or handcuffed.
Another new law.
WBHM reporters kept tabs on happenings around Birmingham, from a new rapid bus line to a new park underneath an interstate bridge downtown. We heard from teenagers on how they dealt with the ongoing toll of gun violence in the city.
First, it bothered me, but now that I'm a junior, my whole mentality is, you got a few more months. You got a few more months. It's sad that I've kind of normalized it, but I see no point in continuing to stress over it if it just keeps repeating.
In June, when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, a near total ban on abortion went into effect in Alabama. We were there to capture the reaction.
Hundreds of people gathered at Birmingham's Lynn Park this weekend to support reproductive rights. It's one of at least five rallies held across the state in response to the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning a constitutional right to an abortion. Brittany Barnett brought her 14-month-old daughter with her. She says she's fighting for her daughter's right to make her own reproductive health choices.
You know, 15 years ago, I wouldn't have been fit to have been a parent at that point, and there are so many people who are forced into it, and I just don't think that's right.
Alabama passed a near-total abortion ban back in 2019, but it was blocked by a federal judge. The judge dissolved the temporary injunction on Friday after the Supreme Court ruling. Attorney General Steve Marshall says that any person who performs an abortion could face a felony charge and up to 99 years in prison. The only exception is if a woman's life is threatened or if there's a lethal fetal anomaly.
Not all of 2022 was so heavy. In July, Birmingham hosted the World Games, which is an international competition for non-Olympic sports. It was the perfect time to introduce our audience to korfball.
How do you get people to play a sport that they've never heard of, that they can't really play against, where getting the equipment is hard?
That's why the USKF donated 10 korfball sets to Birmingham City Schools almost 5 years ago as a way to get more kids interested in korfball. And it worked. The kids love it.
It's fun.
It's exciting. It's exciting.
At Glen Iris Elementary School, PE teacher Sharon Smith encourages kids to play korfball during recess.
You know, like we do soccer, we do a volleyball unit, we do tennis unit. And we've just added korfball to that unit as well.
After we got over our obsession with korfball, we headed out of the office with a new series called Outdoor Connections. It features stories that explore the biodiversity of Alabama and how we depend on it.
The entrance to Sauta Cave sits right off Highway 72 in Scottsboro.
Oh, this is where we park.
My husband and I drove up Labor Day weekend, hoping to catch one of the last bat shows of the summer. We arrived about half an hour before sunset, along with about a dozen other people. We all walk down a short path into the woods and arrive at a viewing platform that faces the cave. Valerie Hollingsworth traveled here with her family from Trussville.
I love to do anything that has to do with the outdoors and weird Alabama stuff that you can't find anywhere else.
Hollingsworth and her 10-year-old daughter, Ruby, take in the scene while waiting on the bats to emerge.
Oh, it's great. You can hear the tree frogs
it
and the sun's
like
going down.
Bat poop.
There's a little smell, but it's very that you can feel the air as soon as you get close to the cave. It's about 20 degrees cooler.
And the cave is really big.
2022 brought the station's most ambitious journalistic project ever, a podcast called Deliberate Indifference. The 7-part podcast takes listeners inside Alabama's prison crisis. Reporter and host Mary Scott Hodgen spent 3 years tracing how Alabama's prisons became among the most dangerous in the U.S., where incarcerated men face a near-constant threat of violence in overcrowded, understaffed facilities.
Kilby is the intake center. So when there's not a pandemic going on, it's the first stop for every man sentenced to prison in Alabama.
This is our receiving unit. The inmate comes through the back gate.
When men first get to Kilby, they go to the receiving unit to turn over any property, get their hair cut, and take a shower. There's an announcement when we walk in.
Female! Got a female coming in.
There's me with my recorder and headphones, accompanied by a PR specialist and the warden. Inside, men sit in holding cells, waiting to hear their names called.
They'll process the inmate, and if he came from a county jail, you know, they go from cage one. We start out at cage one, and then they go to cage two, and then they three, and then they work their way back. These guys are ready to go to population and go back, go to...
Everybody's so quiet.
It's a resume, you know, intake, right?
Yeah.
So intake is the fear of the unknown. You don't know what's still going to happen.
Some of them haven't been
before, so that's the fear.
Coming in from
right. But you do have a lot of recidivism. People have been here 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. So they basically know the routine at that point in time. But the newer inmates is, they kind of...
It's intimidating.
Yeah, very much so.
I can only imagine what these guys are thinking as they sit behind bars waiting to enter prison. Intimidating is one word. And according to federal investigators, they certainly have reason to fear.
The highly rated podcast spurred a live event in which we heard from those who experienced prison firsthand and those trying to improve the system. WBHM staff is active in the Birmingham community. Our education reporter worked with other local education reporters to develop podcasts with students at Birmingham's Ramsey High School. Besides introducing students to the basics of journalism, it allowed our listeners to gain an understanding of what these future leaders think about race, college, even periods.
It's not a choice to have a period, so I should at least be able to have easy access to a basic necessity. At our age, emotions and stress run high, so not being able to have easy access to these products and restrooms can become overwhelming. I myself have had to experience the stress of worrying if my pad has leaked through or if I brought enough pads to go to school.
I agree.
Me too.
I am already worried about a lot of other things, and me forgetting my products or unexpectedly starting my cycle would just top it off and make me even more nervous and mad and ready to go home.
While WBHM is a nonprofit public radio station, we were able to do our part in 2022 to improve childhood literacy. We teamed up with the group Better Basics to raise $2,500, which means 250 books for children were placed in under-resourced homes in Birmingham. Our connection with listeners is strong, with more than 70,000 who tune in over the air each week. In 2022, we worked hard to meet listeners on other platforms, reimagining our journalism for Twitter Spaces, Instagram, and TikTok. But to truly understand how listeners feel about WBHM, we need to get back to that pickup truck I mentioned near the beginning. In March, when an art professor at the University of Alabama at Birmingham bought a new car, he decided to donate his old black Ford Ranger to WBHM's vehicle donation program. But first, he allowed students at the university to use the truck as part of a lesson on pinstriping. They painted the station call letters along with skulls and other designs. We, of course, loved it.
Michael designed a WBHM logo on the door that I'm sure you've seen, and the students are just embellishing around it. And WBHM is here, and they plan on auctioning it off. And
we occasionally see it driving around the streets of Birmingham. It's one thing for someone to listen to the radio in his truck. It's something else when that same listener uses the truck to support his favorite radio station and help educate local students in the process. That only comes from a station in step with its community. WBHM's commitment to our audience and the wider Birmingham area is clear, both on and off the air. For this and many other reasons, WBHM deserves strong consideration as the Alabama Broadcasters Association's Radio Station of the Year. Thanks.